Hi, Nerd Talk listener, Gregor here.
A radio professional.
This is just a quick intro before we do the actual episode, which we recorded previously. We got a lot of nice messages. I'm here with Siege. He likes Latinas. And also gravy. We got a lot of messages. People are so nice. And I just wanted to, before we played this episode, I wanted to record something ahead of time to be like, Brandon is okay. His town of Spokane. No, I mean, not the fires haven't killed Brandon.
Okay. Yet.
Is that better? Yeah. I mean, Siege is constantly trying to set his house on fire from Florida, but it's harder than it appears. So you got to get the magnifying glass lined up just right.
Wow.
But anyway, we've gotten a lot of messages from people asking about Brandon. Ramona Ridgewell reached out to be like, hey, is Brandon alive? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. But it's been scary. Spokane, as many as 60,000 people have been evacuated or will be evacuated from the greater Spokane area. I shared a thing on my Instagram. You can find my Instagram by going to nerdtalkplus.com to see the before and after views of what's happened there. It's pretty wild, dude. And we've been to Horse Ghost Manor, and if that were to get lost, it would be a tragedy.
Horse Pee Manor now.
Yeah. The Siege is convinced that Brandon's going to save the neighborhood, and then Gravy's convinced that he'll have to fight the neighboring HOAs by peeing on everything. And then if you...
Cats.
Yeah, it's like cats. Yeah,
the musical.
Ramona said, "Have you heard from Brandon? Is his house okay? Not is he okay, but is his house okay?
His house is fine. Brandon, on the other hand, the best thing that we can recommend to everybody is to go to nerdtalkplus.com, find the little link that is Brandon, and then fuck him.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to his place of business.
Ask him if his house is okay.
Yeah. show up to his job and just stare at him through the window.
I'm just teasing, by the way. Now, I do have this hellscape vision where we still are torturing Brandon. Also, by the way, his house fine. He fine. Can't respond to a text message.
Nope.
Still the case. Okay.
No, terrible at this.
You make pee jokes. He's all on it. But then you're like, are you going to be there in a half hour? He's like, well, I'm crickets, never going to talk
crickets,
to you again.
Crickets.
Scene. But yeah, I like to imagine, maybe we'll have to use some AI for this, but I like to imagine the Spokane that is like a hellscape, unrelated to the fires, right? Just a hellscape, and everything is gone except for the studs of one of his walls, and then in it,
shirtless
cutouts of Siege and I are still there somehow, still tormenting Brandon from the future.
He's on his knees screaming in the basement, why? Why?
Spokane gets rebuilt. Most of Washington has fallen into the ocean. Spokane is now beachfront property.
Yeah.
And they rebuild it, and the guys who are doing and gals that are doing the work rebuilding it, they're like, wouldn't it be funny if we left these cutouts in the wall? Dot dot dot.
Yeah. Of the new Capitol building of America.
Yeah. And Brandon has been elevated from HOA president to
just American president.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be so bad for us. You know how quickly we'd be thrown in jail.
Oh, us, specifically.
Yeah, you and I. No, the rest of the country would be great. No,
Gravy and I would be dead because we fell into the ocean. So that would be bad for us.
I'd be the lone survivor from Florida, just machete in my teeth. Living out in his backyard.
Florida wouldn't even be aware that anything changed.
Oh yeah, no.
That's America adjacent. They'd be like, yeah, here our neighbors are in trouble. Yeah. I think I want to split Florida into two pieces. I want from Okeechobee South to be one Florida. That's the pee hole in the middle of Florida, of the floppy
it's
wiener.
The piercing, part. The Prince Albert.
Thank you, the Prince Albert hole. And then everything north of there can be America still.
I like it. We've been trying to secede from Florida down here for a while now.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I didn't know that you could do treasure hunting off the coast of Florida, and I saw some guys doing that, and so now I want to come back.
Why do you think they call it the Treasure Coast and the Gold Coast?
The Gold Coast is definitely in Australia, but well, the Treasure Coast
here too.
Okay. Well, I've never heard of Treasure Coast. That's something that only Florida people say, I think. I've never heard of that before.
I told you the story of why they call it Boca de Ratones.
Well, it's because it's the mouth of the rat, right?
Yes. You know why it's the mouth of the rat?
No, because I can't
pirates
remember.
Pirates used to chase rich people on their ships into the mouth of the rat, and the mouth of the rat would tear up their ships, and then they'd go collect all the treasure off the bottom of the
What is ocean. The mouth of the rat? Was there like giant like rats reefs. Back in the day?
Yes, oh. Yes, there were giant rats. They were kaiju rats just off the coast of Boca Raton, Florida.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds believable, to be honest.
Like, I mean, it's honestly more believable than the pirate story.
Well, I don't think you can have one without the other, to be fair.
It was so funny to me, like, one of the first times that you and I ever had drinks together, and I had something with rum in it, and you were like, and I was like, you want one? You're like, no, I'm not a pirate. And I'm like, you're in Florida. Relax.
I stand by what I said.
Well, you are now a pirate. You've been
I'm
here
not
enough.
Hunter S. Thompson or a pirate, which he is arguably a little bit of column A and B.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, nothing's changed on our end, clearly, but Brandon still alive. His R. house
Brandon.
Okay.
Wait, no. Yeah. Not RIP Brandon.
No, BIH Brandon.
Okay.
That's butthole in hell.
Okay. Butthole in hell.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Well, hi there, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. Sup, nerds? That's Nerd on 107.7 at the end in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I'm part of the He's the official AI for Latina goth and, well, all women, especially footed women, as that dudes do for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. He's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory. Emphasis on cake. It's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Emphasis on cake. Yeah. Three C's on that cake. Niola, Wanchang, Howdy, Che Lama. Can I pet your cat?
If you combine the words thick and cake, the three C's would overlap. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah, okay. I got a message. I haven't read it yet from Ari, who said, "What video did I send to Siege?"
Uh-oh. I don't know.
You said something about her sending you a video, and you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. None of my business. I'm just going to stay out of it. And then helping us behind the scenes, Gravy. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we toes up. Let us know what we get wrong and what we get right. Potentially. You could tell a friend. That'd be great. Write a review or comment on our stuff. You could just also find us online to say sexy things about Siege. All of our socials for the show at nerdtalkplus.com. If you are holding Brandon hostage and want to send a ransom, that would be a place to do it as well. Yeah. Hello. Hi, Siege. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How's it going? I am so tired.
Yeah?
Same, yeah.
Dog. I feel sleepy as well. I still got a lot of work today, too. A busy did day. You? We had a little in session. We like had a little band in and stuff.
Oh, that's
and,
right. You did. Yeah, I slept all day.
Yeah. I've been sleeping a lot since I was in South Florida.
Yeah. It's that strange disease that we have down here. It's
yeah. I feel like the
hangover
America adjacent is apt because the health that I came back with has been poor. So,
Oh, yeah. I blame that on your Pacific Northwest weather. I'm just, I'm a peak bastion of health and whatever.
Yeah, and addiction.
Yeah, addiction. All these words. As you can tell, I still haven't had any coffee this morning.
This morning.
It's 10:30 at night.
It is 10:30 p.m. where you're at. That's fun.
Correct.
I just saw an Instagram post from one of my, like a fellow dad at my kid's school, and his kid was like, they're out hiking, bouncing, you know, around a trail like an 8-year-old does, and he's
wait, the
in,
dad and the kid were?
And the kid is wearing long pants and long sleeve shirt, and I was like,
yeah.
Ah, Seattle, like summer in Seattle. My kid was also dressed like that today, so yeah. It's,
To be fair, I was wearing a hoodie like the entire time you were here.
To be fair. So yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay. So just the usual then, just Latina things happening for you, huh?
Oh man, so many Latina things happening for me. Oh, and a Swedish thing.
Oh well, that's okay. Well, yeah, we'll just.
I sent that to you.
Yeah, you did. You did send that to me with, well, I don't want to reveal your source, but let me just say, feel free to get married again.
I mean, that's one that I would.
Yeah, obviously. Duh.
But I've been banned from marriage in so many states, so.
I mean. Yeah, the alligator marriage is all that you have left.
It's true.
I have a question about our collective childhood between the three of us, Gravy. You might find it yourself.
We had the one childhood?
Well, I mean, we just all are the same age, and so we grew up with the same, like, dad? The same, no, different dads. My dad would TV? Definitely not be proud of you. Entertainment in this case.
Mine.
Well, at least he's jumping dimensions, and so it doesn't matter as much. Okay, I want to get to this, though. I'm really curious about this because I hadn't thought about this in so long, despite my love of martial arts. It's basically Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was such an icon in the early 90s of being like 10 and being like, I'm going to kick a guy through a guy. Like, it's like, it was so important. So when somebody...
I wear pants like him today.
Yeah, you do have like karate pants, which is pretty awesome. I don't know who sent it to the group chat or whatever, but someone put it that Bloodsport, a movie about, well, martial arts fighting in Hong Kong and the Hong Kong underground. Bloodsport is getting an A24 remake. And I got it. Like, I need you to help me out. I need some help, like, refreshing my memory about Bloodsport, because if you want to play the thing.
Okay.
Has Kirk seen a film?
Bloodsport.
Yes, I have seen it. Yeah, it's been a long time, but I don't remember it well. I remember who like the quintessential Asian bad guy is, because he's like the bad guy in a lot of things.
He's
I think he was
all of the Asian bad guys in all of the movies of that era.
Wasn't he in like Mortal Kombat also or something like that?
He was in like Mortal Kombat, Big Trouble, Little China. He's I believe he's Chinese. I can't remember. But they pop him into whatever Asian
Bolo
ethnicity.
Young?
Is that his name?
Bolo Young, Y-E-U-N-G. I don't know if that's how you say it or not, but yeah. Ray he plays Chong Li, and not Chung Li, because that's something else, but he plays Chong Li in Bloodsport. But wow, Bloodsport is about the retired army guy that goes, and then he trains with like some Asian special martial arts guy, and then...
Yeah, but what kind of Asian, Greg?
I have no idea. I'm Hong Kongese. I don't know if that's a thing even, but is it the one though where he kicks the freaking bamboo until his like shin breaks out through the skin
it's
or whatever?
It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Hold on. All right. We're going to use some Googles here.
You guys remember Universal Soldier?
Hell yeah.
When he cut off the ears of his victims, that was pretty cool too. Movie Sniper. All these are like, the way I know about it is because I was a privileged kid and I had HBO in the early 90s. And so Friday night action movies, they showed all
it's
these.
The best.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, and my parents had no idea I was watching people murder each other in a fighting pit underneath the streets of Hong Kong or whatever. But that was awesome. Man, okay, so
Hong Kong rules.
Am I like kind of on the right track here then with Bloodsport? Because
yes.
I remember watching it. I can't really remember what happened in it, and I haven't seen it in 30 years.
Maybe we should watch it.
So my question of this part of the show of the week.
Question of the week. Of this part of the show.
Brought to you by Bloodsport is when I see that A24, the production house, is going to make a fresh take. They're gonna make a new version of Bloodsport. Are we excited? Skeptical, mad? How are we feeling about this?
See, for me personally,
yeah,
like Bloodsport, like what was that? It had to have been like 80 something. We're 5 to 10, so somewhere in there, 88 maybe. That was kind
1988.
Of
1988. Yeah, it's when it came out. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Midway. Yeah, that was like one of those. It was one of those movies that was just like crazy on in the afternoon, and it was pure entertainment. There was no real moral value to it. So yeah. I'm kind of excited.
So that's what also has me kind of worried. Gravy.
Well, I think the conceit of the remake is that they're going to take away the fictional story of Frank Dux, who's a real guy, who made up the whole thing about the Kumite and him being a ninja and all this stuff. So A24 is going to do the honest version, I guess you would say, which I think sounds way less interesting.
Yeah, wait a second. That was all made up?
It's like Rambo. Like, I don't
need... Wait a second. So now all of a sudden, Tropic Thunder... Wait a second. Tropic Thunder!
I have seen it, because when someone said I should see it, I did, and then I was like, oh, you can't do any of this.
That's right, like, which is awesome.
Talk about going full and he's in blackface, and it's like, yeah. you can't do any of that. And but
a tiny lost part of that movie is that the guy who's telling the story, who it's supposed to be about, who's on set in Laos or wherever they are, is totally made up the story. He's even got the arm that he's missing or something. Like, so now this is making me think that Tropic Thunder was maybe yet another level of Inception about Bloodsport.
The whole premise about all of these films is that I don't need them to be good.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, there doesn't need to be anything rewarding other than like a guy kicking a guy through another guy. Like, that's oh my God, he broke that guy's ribs by kicking a guy into him. That's crazy. Like, that's what I need. He
jumped up and did a split on the counter.
Yeah, like, these are the dumb things I need, and I need him to be like, hey, I am dumb, I'm gonna fight, but then we're gonna make out.
I need to feel like I can blind a guy by throwing sand in his face.
Right, this is, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the slow motion on that scene where he was like, he ate on that scene. He was blind for like 10 minutes because of two pieces of sand.
So when I see that they're going to do that, and I understand the excitement that people might get for that, for me, I'm like, nah, dog, you should just, you know what you should do is you should just do a theatrical screening of it again and just let people come out and see the original. And
oh,
just like,
man, that'd be so good.
Wouldn't that be sick?
There's so many of those movies that are four doing that recently. What?
There's four Bloodsports.
Yeah. Well, we should do like a Bloodsport marathon.
We should do a watch along with Bloodsport, the first one, and then just make jokes about that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's not
bad. We've been planning on this for so many movies.
Yeah. Well, this is the first one where it's like kind of get my buy-in.
You're okay.
But also, if we did, I don't know if I'd be able to handle the violence now. Like, I think I'm too weak for that now. I know. It's disappointing.
You can't, you can't handle Bloodsport violence.
Yeah.
It's like,
probably fake. Not.
Dude, WWE is more actual violence than what happened in Bloodsport.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the only movie that I can think of that, like, you can tell is real violence, because it actually was real violence, was I can't remember the name of it, but it was one of Jet Li's last ones, because him and the other actor who was like a grand champion in China, they actually fought each other. They fought each other full contact, full level blows, because they both respected each other so much and wanted to make
a
movie.
You're saying they blew each other?
Yes. Yes. Complete and total blowing.
No wonder I have a sore throat. Wait, that's not how that works.
Well. Listen, if you just want entertainment with like fake violence that you could probably handle, we should probably do a Steven Seagal marathon.
Oh man, what's the one where they show the giant? Oh, it's Under Siege. Where there's
Under Siege.
That's an equally weird porn if you live in South Florida.
I wouldn't call it weird.
Well,
come be weird with us.
Agree to disagree.
It's not a no.
I get that a lot now, by the way. That's become a mantra for
I can my personal life.
Thanks a lot. See?
You're welcome.
Anyway, yeah, there's like a bunch of those movies that like kind of early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, kind of like violent R-rated films that are probably pretty mild by today's standards or whatever. But like there's that's like a whole cinematic era.
Yeah.
That just doesn't exist anymore.
There was always a way to tell if one was good or one was bad, too. I think it was like, was it like two words versus three words? If it was three words, it was terrible. Or no, if like it was three words, it was Steven Seagal. Yeah.
I mean, I think all Steven Seagal
movies were all three-worded movies.
Yeah. Well, Under Siege is literally two.
Maybe. That's two. Mm. Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was the other way. No, Bloodsport. No? Okay.
Bloodsport's one. Bloodsport's one, right?
That's one word, but two syllables. Wow. I don't know how to do the math on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've also created it, the rules, so you can just do it however you want. I think
so if anybody remembers this, if anybody remembers the rules of the 80s blood movies.
Yeah, that's great.
Then tell us what they were.
I want to go back and Google. I want to go back and watch a handful of these. Gravy, what's
we
the,
should.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Have you watched many karate movies since becoming a black belt?
I got to be honest. No, I think I've watched Ip Man. That's my favorite kung fu movie. It's not.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's the only one I can remember.
It's also the same guy. Who's that? Danny Chang?
Now you've broken my brain. Now I can't say his name.
He's the guy in Rogue One too.
Yeah. It's God damn it.
Put on some old music.
Boop. Why doesn't it say who it's played by? There he is. I see him. Donnie Yen.
I said Danny Chang. I was very far off.
Right there. Just right.
So close. So far away.
I misspelled his name in my note that I made. Great.
So there you go.
His name is now Sunny Yen.
Sunny Sun.
I'm trying to think of like I remember the Bruce Lee ones, the Enter the Dragon and all that. There's a couple of those. Great. Yeah, they're like not great movies, but they're great. One of those dragon movies was really good. The other ones were like, the one with Chuck Norris, where Chuck Norris had to agree to lose to Bruce Lee. That's awesome. A little pride on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta
we're going to have to go through, like, we need to find a list of, like, top 80s action flicks.
Yeah, of B movie, like, not good, but, like.
Well, yeah, I mean, aren't all of them kind of B movies? If it's an 80s fighting movie, I don't think it was level, like, really an A-level movie. Like, yeah. even what you would consider, like, Karate Kid would not be considered an A-level movie.
No. Is Karate Kid 2 bigger budget, probably? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. They went to Japan.
Yeah, I should watch that again. I watched it like a few years ago and it was real bad.
Yeah, they're all real bad. They're all terrible. Yeah. But they're at the same time, they're great. Big Trouble Little China we should watch.
Now you're talking. That's cool.
I own that. You know what? I'm going to put it on right now.
Okay. I feel like we've also got another source that we could lean on if we needed to. Bloodsport available, Gravy? Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Of course it is. Man, what was the other one that I was trying to get you guys to watch? Wasn't it like Wing Chun? It was like a 90s
20 years old? It's 2008, nuts, isn't it? Dude, that's crazy. God, the second one is so stupid.
Third one's good.
I still watch it. I can't remember the third one now. I was like so mad after the second one where you like... The British box. Okay, whatever. That's
you need to stop throwing these tantrums and get on these movies.
Okay. If you actually do.
Wait. You know what's a good one that actually came out pretty recently? Mm. Now that I'm thinking about it, now that I just jumped into my action movie library over here. Mm-hmm. Love Hurts. Like, you probably don't recognize it, but it's the one, it's the kid Short Round from Indiana Jones. Temple of Doom, and he is basically he's like an ex you know how
is this the one that he won?
Special forces or whatever. No, that was the one he, that was
Everything Everywhere.
Yeah. That was great too. But Love Hurts was awesome too. He was like the actual star of this one where he was, I guess, you know, an ex-special ops. But now it's just like a real estate guy in like, I don't know, New Mexico or something like that. But yet everybody all of a sudden is back coming to find him and kill him.
He's one of four Asians in all of New Mexico.
Yeah.
He's after one my friend's of the family only moved one away. Left.
Yeah. But it was great. I loved that one. That's a good one. You should check that out too.
Okay. I'm trying to watch more movies. I've watched one this year, so I'm trying to watch more. And then I watched Harry Potter today with my kid. That was pretty fun. Yeah. We're listening to the audiobooks and they're incredible. Like if you could pause your being an adult or pause the transphobia of the author, the books are really well done, except I gotta tell you the part where she makes the bankers into trolls goblins, I mean, okay. Yeah, that's great. I'm really curious about if anyone has any recommendations for their favorite kind of like late 80s, early 90s action movie. I'd love to hear that.
Back to your original question of A24 remake. Now with the new information that Gravy has provided.
What did he provide?
That it's going to be actually about his life as opposed to the stuff he made up.
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of less interested.
There's just no way that they can make a big budget movie that's just hokey and dumb. Like you just can't get away with it now.
Yes, you can. Did you not see? Oh, you know, of course you didn't see.
ask away. fart.
I can't remember the name of the stupid movie that we just went and saw. Gravy. What was it? The other fighting one? Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 2. When did you guys see a movie together?
Yeah, we saw a movie together.
What?
Sorry.
Did you like busy. FaceTime?
You had stuff to do.
No, it's just weird that you live 3,000 miles apart and saw a movie together. So
it was the day that I went and saw the Mortal Kombat Wears Prada 2 or whatever.
But I don't know. I don't understand this at all. But anyway, that was good or bad?
Well, it was The Devil Wears Prada and Mortal Kombat 2, or Devil Wears Prada 2 and Mortal Kombat 2 came out on the same weekend. So I did a Barbenheimer and watched them both back to back.
Now, I'm going to make an assumption here that when you do that, you buy one ticket and then you don't buy a second one and you just walk into the next theater.
I don't buy any tickets, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you for proving me wrong in the best way possible. Are you diddling the employee that works at the movie theater?
Maybe.
Okay.
Great. I do get free popcorn. Layered butter.
Whatever the cinema version of Billie Eilish is, Siege is there.
Hey, leave McEilish out of this.
Right. Well, on that note, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams next on Nerd Talk Plus. On a scale of 1 to Bloodsport, how much do you want to try kicking a robot?
Oh, man. Every time I go into that Chinese food place with their robot delivers me food.
No, I want the ones that are bipeds, the humanoid robots that are like, look at me. I'm dancing. I'm a robot.
The ones that run the marathon.
I can run part of a marathon without falling down a lot. Like, I'm talking about like one that it feels like could potentially kick you back, but you could just kick it as hard as you want. On a scale of 1 to Bloodsport, how bad do you want to kick a robot?
Bloodsport 4.
Yes. I don't know exactly how to rate that, but it's perfect. That was
four blood sports.
Because there's a new one that I want to kick. I want to kick each one of these. Like when they're out jogging, like in a little running race, I always want to trip them. You know, I never see them in person or whatever because I can't.
Well, they always say around. Don't do the dogs because the dogs can roll over quick.
Don't. What does that mean?
The little robot dogs. Don't kick over the. Don't kick hot dogs either. Those are my friends. Don't kick. The
How
robot
long until
dog.
There's a fleshlight built into the back of a robot dog?
Is there not already?
I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if that's not available for purchase. There's already ones filled with pasta. What?
Of all the words that you could have said,
it's a new sentence.
How is that the one? I don't even think it's
Just I don't know.
People just... It poops out little meatballs.
Dropping a trail of penne. Oh, it is. Isolate that.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I ask because there's a new robot that I definitely want to trip or kick. Like, really, I want to side thrust kick as many robots as I can. That's a specific
You had some
kick.
Good kicks.
Thank
while
you.
You were here.
You know what? That made me really happy. We gotta digress for a second here. But I was talking about how much karate I did while drinking while I was there. And you were like genuinely so proud of me. And
I was, man.
That made me feel really good because you were like, hey, you really know what you're doing. And I was like, well, it's performative. But yeah, I definitely know how to perform it.
Yeah, but you were like really going at it too. It wasn't just like I'm going through the moves like all Tai yeah. Chi soft and whatever. You were like.
That was the white claw for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was. It is a, I really would at some point like to side thrust kick a person, a robot, something just as hard as I freaking can right into the ribs just to like really send something flying across the room. I got long legs, those levers, if you know, I might be slow, but if you link up wrong on that, it's going to be real bad. But there's a robot that I want to do it to, and it has a name. It's called Pemba Jose.
That's what? Cool name.
Yeah. Nice, right?
Yeah.
It makes it more
it's
human.
Too it, nice.
It lives in Ecuador. And
Why are you gonna beat on Ecuadorians?
No, not the actual people themselves. Pemba Jose is a robot, okay?
What if he's a citizen? You know?
There might be some complications if that's the case.
Okay. I feel like I don't want you ending up in an Ecuadorian jail without me.
No, that would be awful.
We need
I don't
double dragging our way out of there.
I'm going to be honest with you. Without the help of Kurt Russell, I don't want to end up in any jail.
Look at this hair. You think that we're not getting out of that jail?
Okay, never mind. I'm in. Let's go kick robots in Ecuador. That sounds amazing. So Pemba Jose, dressed in ill-fitting climbing clothing for some reason, he was operated to an altitude of 20,000 feet atop their highest peak, Mount Chimborazo. 20,000 feet, to be clear, is like 1.5 Mount Rainiers. That's crazy
high.
Yeah,
that's high.
And I was like, wow, that's awesome. I might not even need to kick that robot because that's pretty neat. But then I read that on the steep parts, the humans had to carry it.
Oh, that's like, not fair.
I was like, the only way you're going to possibly redeem yourself is if you have like a sled mode and you like turn into like right? Like
I was
going to
say, if
we
you
can
hang
ride
all the way down,
I am
just full on Johnny Five and pulled out a parachute.
This is what I'm talking about. Now, I am excited because their goal is to try and get this thing, I mean, eventually to climb Mount Everest. And I'm like, just imagine when there's human remains and robot bones all over the place next to the trail as you're climbing up. That'll be hilarious for whatever reason. It's not funny that people died, but it's funny when there's both robot parts. It's like a Futurama episode coming to life where there's like
it really is now that
human remains and robot parts. And there's a guy going, yeah, clamps. Like
it's all right. Start using robot parts to help
you
assist
climb
your climb.
Yeah,
Well, they're going to have to start making separate categories for climbing Everest: human, robot assisted, all that stuff. I don't like it.
I don't either. That's interesting that you point that out, though, because in robot related news,
robot adjacent.
Yes, thank you. I misread this the first time I read the headline. It said, for the first time, two teleoperated humanoid robots have been used to complete two surgeries during a preclinical trial. What I read was, for the first time, two teleported humanoid robots have been used. And I was like, we're teleported now? This is awesome.
Wait a second. They did this without telling us, and they're only telling us now that we've done a surgery?
What? Like, what is this? Like, who cares about the dumb robot surgery? I want to teleport, dog.
Yeah.
It was short-lived. It was very early in the morning when this happened. So you can imagine my disappointment when I found out.
Do your first break, and you're like teleported. You're telling
guys,
everybody teleport.
Abandon everything. Life has changed. We're going to space. They were indeed not going to space. They were just having their vasectomies done remotely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so For the first time, two teleoperated humanoid robots have been... That's actually a misnomer because it was actually three teleoperated robots. Wow. It was two teams conducted by, I believe it was the University of California, San Diego, but you can read about it in the journal Nature. There was a gallbladder removal surgery that was done by a one human, one robot team.
Ooh.
And then there was another organ that they didn't specifically say, another organ specific surgery.
Another Oregon specific surgery?
Conducted by a robot robot team. So two robots working together to do that.
Robot now, on robot?
Yeah, that's a whole new genre.
Whoa!
You want to talk about some robot bones? Hello!
Type that into the search bar of a certain website.
Reddit is waiting for you, okay? It's
ready to go. Oh, that's true. It's probably already on there, to be honest.
Gravy, Siege showed me his Reddit. Yeah. The other person we were with, less impressed than me, let me tell you. Siege's Reddit is like if Reddit had a whorehouse that was run by Snake Plissken or whatever his name is, Kurt Russell. Boy, Roadhouse. Like I said, Roadhouse. It's whorehouse. It's like it whorehouse. Was. There was bottles being thrown through cages. Like it's like a pretty intense.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Thanks for giving me the login. That was pretty cool.
feel free to use it whenever you want.
So it's, remote robot surgery is something for the future. The only problem is that they so far have not conducted this surgery on
willing patients.
They said not on humans, it was on non-primate mammals. And so...
What?
I imagine that means
manatees?
Mouses. Oh, that'd be a fun one to do remotely.
Remove a gallbladder from a manatee?
I'm so bummed. I go to South Florida, I don't see a single freaking manatee.
Well, you came during the summer, buddy. Is that Sean Astin? Oh my God! Sean Astin's in the movie with Short Round. And he's wearing a cowboy hat, sorry.
Wow.
They're fighting. Is that beast mode? This movie's great. I haven't seen this enough.
What is, which one is this? Oh, this is the one with Short Round.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Love Actually.
Yes. Love Actually. You turn it on and you get like a Hugh Grant movie or something. This is called Love Hurts, but
I love Love Actually. It's fine. It's like once a year that's on. I'm in. I'll watch that.
We start watching and reviewing a whole bunch of just like 90s or 2000s love romantic comedies. Right.
That's what the show's become. That's great.
I like
it's
it.
It's us talking about wieners and then romances for millennials.
Yeah. Just the whole, let's just get the entire John Cusack library and go through it from beginning to end.
I don't like John Cusack. I said it. I said what I said.
I love it.
Okay. What should we do next?
Let's watch Gross Point Blank.
I watched with you, CJ. Yes, I watched part of, what's the one where they skydive and it's Keanu Reeves and that dead guy?
Point Break!
Thank you, that's the one. I watched part of that. I mean, I'd seen that before, though, so that's nice. Oh, sorry. Point Break, yeah. Yes. I've seen it.
I'm not going to play it.
Okay, thanks.
I'm pretty Tank Girl.
I am pretty blown away by this. What about Tank Girl? Oh, yeah, she's in that.
That's right, yeah.
God, I was conflicted. I was like, do I want to see her? Do I want to see her? Yeah,
you do want to. It's like,
but also, I'm like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Didn't we only get to see like Keanu's left nipple for a majority?
Yeah, for like a lot of it, they hide his right nipple. It's pretty weird.
It's so weird.
You're watching Point Break. We were pretty convinced there was something wrong and they weren't showing it on purpose because there was like a lot of like real hard
wonder why like this shadow effects. Is here.
Yeah, like yeah. Why are they hiding that? Did someone bite off his nipple? Snapping turtle to nipple
left
injury?
Left one like, was so perky perfect. It was like a little that. Boba.
Like Django's kid or like...
Yeah, yeah. More hold music for some reason.
That's so weird.
Just keeps showing up.
I can't imagine that this is true, but I also can't remember what the source is. So it's like, we're off to a real good start. I can't imagine that this is true, but I'm pretty blown away by this. Apparently, as we get older, our faces start to look more like our names. There's something culturally about the look that we take on. I feel like it's just got to be conditioning. Yeah, like a group of anthropology researchers used machine learning, AI, to scan the faces of people with the same name and found tons of similarities in the people's faces as they matured. When testing humans to identify if they could guess a person's name, when presented multiple choice for each face, we can almost never guess a kid's name correctly. But we have tons more success guessing an adult's name. Now, I'm going to put this out there, but Siege is not a real name, so no one looks like a Siege, okay? Except for you. You obviously look exactly like a Siege, but...
I'm the only one.
But I feel like I look like a Greg.
So wait, I'm Chris. So are you telling me that like that whole Christmas meme of like release the Chris's with Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pine, Chris Pratt,
Stop.
Yes.
Whatever you're saying right now, false, fake news. I understand that you have like a Christian name that you've been given or whatever, and that you're a Chris or whatever, but that person is dead. That is Anakin Skywalker, okay? Darth Vader is whatever this is now, okay? Old thick cakes with three C's, okay? That's like... thick cakes.
The thickness protection program.
So, like, I feel like I look like a Greg or whatever.
Find some more Gregs.
Like, okay, so one that's close to me, if you look up Glenn Hansard, Glenn and Greg,
that's
pretty close.
That's not a Greg.
That's pretty close, oh dog.
All right. Famous Gregs.
Gumbel.
Gregory Peck.
Do I look at Greg Gumbel?
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's that famous Greg? Greg Louganis, the Olympic diver.
Yeah.
Greg Giraldo. Man, there's so many of these dead Gregs.
Dead Gregs is great. That's great.
That's a good punk band.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, I don't agree with this one. I don't even know. I know this guy's face. I don't know who he is.
I feel like I look like a Greg. And I mean, we're all biased because we have to look at my stupid, awful face all the time. But like, I feel like...
I like your face, Greg.
But this guy, that's me as a child. That's not a Greg. That's just some stupid, sweet kid or whatever, right?
I like that stupid, sweet kid.
Yeah, me too. But that's not a Greg. That
looks like a Hansel.
That could be like a, yeah.
You look like a German kid.
A Gunter.
Yeah.
Gunter. Yeah, you're a Gunter. If we're going to stick with G's, you're a Gunter.
So anyway.
Greg's famous barbecue. Yeah.
Do you know who Greg Davies is, Greg?
That sounds.
He's the host of Taskmaster. I think you guys could be related.
Oh, like, yeah. The guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah, and he's got the.
I think he's 6'7". Yeah.
He's gingerish, and he's got, but it's graying, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, he's slightly angry, too.
Who else? I love this game. This is fun.
Let's see. I'm going to look up famous Brandons.
The results take forever to show up.
Yeah, right.
There's an Instagram account called Guy Named Greg.
Right. Whoa. Everything that comes up is like the variant for Brandon is Brandon, Owen, Ian, Ian.
Greg Heffley.
Give me images. I want to see people who look like famous Brandon. Whoa, half of them are black. That one guy looks like me. Oh, the guy in the Mountain Dew commercials who wears the big green sweater with the long hair. And he's crazy. He's got a beard. Name's Brandon.
Greg Grunberg. That's the guy
Brandon
that plays
Wellington.
That. what's his name? Snap Wexley or something like that from Star Wars. Boy, I said Star Trek instead of Star Wars the other day, and people got big mad at me.
Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, I think I look at Greg Gumbel, to be fair. I think that's like probably the, no, Greg Fitzsimmons. Yeah.
Greg Proops, the comedian.
Oh, I like that guy. Yeah, yeah. He's, except for his work in, again, Star Wars. Yeah, it was annoying.
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear, yeah, yeah. Greg Biffle. I don't look at Greg Biffle.
Aw.
There's not a lot of famous Gregs. I just,
I need this. Every time I type in famous Gregs, it comes up to a barbecue.
Oh, man, I love that, but it's like vegan, probably. It's like, just to be annoying. That is pretty good.
It's in Texas, isn't it?
Famous Dave's is the barbecue. I thought you were joking. Is there actual famous Gregs?
Yeah. We're going to go. Okay. No, not AI mode. God, I hate when it automatically.
Greg's Famous. That. Oh, yeah, man. Greg's Famous Barbecue. Well, this is really enlightening. I'm sure everyone's very entertained by all this.
They're all dead or they're all barbecue. Yeah. Or some both.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, boy, do I have some news about being fat. A team of internet. Oh boy, Mitch McConnell has just logged on. Everybody.
Oh my god! Speaking of dead guys,
he's the author of The Downfall of Democracy. Everybody, welcome, Mitch McConnell.
Woo! Hello, hello. Happy to be here.
For everybody who does not know, we all get to choose our screen names when we log into the software that we use, and so Brandon's changes each time, and today it's Mitch McConnell. So that's great. Yeah. All right. Well, how's hell?
I figured it was a. It's hot. It's no. Man, that, if there was ever a time to use that button, it would have been there, Siege. But not that.
I don't know what button you're talking about.
Hot. That one. Hell is a place, you guys, and I'm living in it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Two kids under four. That's going to do it for you for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somehow gravy makes it.
No. He's just...
His children are, make it.
And his children are older than that now, so...
That's why we can't say his legal name on the podcast anymore.
Well, yeah, after 3 years of saying it every single time, good thing there's no record of it, no trail.
No one will ever know.
So I'm pretty blown away by this, guys. A team of international scientists, and I specifically say international scientists because otherwise it's definitely going to be an American thing or whatever, but they found a way to make our plant crops hardier and more resilient against global climate change.
Making
our
plants harder?
They looked at humans... Yes. And found a gene responsible for us getting fat. It's the FTO gene. And they figured out how to add it to plants. So it happens to be American scientists largely, but they've created fat plants. Okay.
Wait, but do the fat plants make us fat?
I don't know the answer to that.
How about instead of making us eat vegetables, we just make the vegetables fat so we don't feel bad anymore?
Yeah.
And then we can't eat them because then we'd be shaming them or something. Is that it? Or
bring the vegetables down.
They started with rice. And it made a 3 times increase in yield. They're better at photosynthesis and they have longer roots.
So you're trying to say fat people are better at things.
Fat people are better at turning carbon dioxide into oxygen. Not!
And longer roots.
In my experience, it's been turning food into methane.
Exactly. Pretty good at making sugars into stench. Like, it's pretty cool.
Hey, trust me, you do not have to be fat to do that. You can be a 3-year-old.
Or a Boston Terrier. Like, no problem.
A really fat 3-year-old.
So I still think about fat plants about to have heart disease, and then we got to get like working on plant Ozempic.
Oh, then they'd lose their butts too.
Yeah, wait, we're supposed to eat vegetables to get skinny. What are the vegetables supposed to eat? They've made the vegetables even fatter.
Make the sun fat.
They eat
cycle of life continues.
Turns out the vegetables eat meat. They're just like, guys, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, just like, geez, they eat people. Yeah. The plants are eating the people. They got fat, now they're eating us. And frankly, we have it coming, all right? That's that's on us. Data centers outside of DC, which is DC's, they are DC's being nuts. Built so fast that one county is expecting energy bills to go up by 25% next year alone.
Oh, my God.
The local government is stepping up and taking action. Their solution? Telling schools that they need to do their part in conserving energy by closing blinds and adjusting the thermostat.
Oh, shut up.
Way to go.
Y'all kids need to freeze.
I was pretty surprised that in my time in South Florida, I didn't see any data centers, Siege. I thought that for sure they would figure out how to put them in the swamp or something like that. It's probably too hot.
Yeah, they've been trying to. There's a whole county, Okeechobee, which is just kind of, Lake Okeechobee.
Oh, yeah, that's county that hole in the middle of South Florida. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the piercing.
Yeah, all right.
So the county that's just north of them is Okeechobee, and they've been fighting against putting out one of the largest data centers in the country to the point that they've basically banned all data centers. They just decided, nope, we're not even going to fight against it anymore. It's just not happening.
I'm sure the next county up with Pensacola will be like, no problem. Did I freeze? I'm frozen here on my end. Oh, my thing turned off. My camera died.
Okay, you're using less energy to support the data centers because that's Republican Greg.
Yeah,
thanks, Greg.
Thanks, I'm doing Greg. As I'm told. Hell yeah, I'm going to do what you tell me.
Just put a warehouse in the park across the street from your house.
Oh, that's a good idea. We could have a little data center going there so I could run my Riverside account from it. That's not bad. Yeah.
Podcast from the roof.
I was hoping to see a data center while I was in.
Call it a Gregor Center.
Yeah, there we are.
Oh, if you put one in Florida, they got to call it a Gator Center. They should probably put a moat around it.
I was going to say, all the gators. Yes, the self-water cooling system just filled with gators.
Yeah. Like, you guys know the
pipes.
You guys know there's a military base on, it's not on Bainbridge, but it's on the peninsula somewhere. It's got, Gravy, you'll know this. It has like the most
naval base, right?
It has the
Banger
most,
is what
yeah,
it like is.
Banger, yeah, and it has the most nukes or something like that, or the most warheads or something like that, and it's defended by dolphins.
Hell yeah.
So we just need to do that with data centers. With great
dolphins
with
not, and alligators.
With gators. Also, why dolphins versus gators sounds like just a professional sports team.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's combo. that would be the University of Florida versus the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Terrible. Brandon, you know what's funny is the way that the light is hitting you when you make a certain face. Part of the outsides of your mustache gets so light and blonde, but the middle gets so dark.
Oh.
Gravy noticed it too. Look at it. Look at that. So Mitch McConnell of you.
What's he doing?
You know,
nothing.
I heard that's so Mitch McConnell of you. That's nothing.
You'll just have to listen to it when you go back and edit.
No.
Oh,
I don't want to have
Greg listen to the show.
I know. I usually have to listen to it one and a half times already. God.
I'm trying to see what is the most Hitler shadow that I can get on my face. I think it's right. Probably right about here.
I'm sorry. What?
That's what you get for not paying attention.
I had a camera die. I went to go get batteries for it, came back, and we're talking about Brandon having a Hitler mustache.
Yeah, God, you gotta, no, it just certain angles
just
certain
looks
angles
like it.
Guy lives in Spokane for 5 seconds. And now he's like, yeah.
5 years.
It's not 5 seconds anymore. I was going to say, come on, Greg.
It was pretty, I know, but he spent 30 something years living in this bastion of.
No, not quite 30. I remember we celebrated his 34th birthday last year.
I know, but now he's 35 because it was a year after that.
If anybody's going to do stoichiometry on this show, it's going to be Brandon and me.
I'm just doing actual math.
Yeah.
There's no use for that around here.
I'm adding by
one.
What do you
think this show is?
Guys, I have another article coming out for the newspaper that I write for over here in Spokane.
Oh, yes!
And
there's quite the destruction of democracy with Mitch McConnell.
There's quite a bit of math on it, and I regret to say there's no stoichiometry happening.
Oh, you don't like quantify the entire house's cubic size in bees?
In pumpkins.
Yeah, golly.
I'll start doing that. Cubic square footage of a home, which is something that nobody calculates. The cubic square footage of a home is how many pumpkins you could fit in it.
It'd be so much bigger. We got 10-foot ceilings, and this one's got 8-foot ceilings.
That's an extra 17 pumpkins per floor. Come on now.
Oh, Brandon, Greg, come on.
The Brandon, first realtor to advertise based on cubic square feet. Or cubic feet, not cubic square feet. Cubic feet.
No.
I like cubic square feet.
Cubic square feet, please.
I mean, they're square at the bottom, but they're cubic.
Oh, I have an article coming out with math in it. I just said cubic square feet.
Cool. Is that feet squared? So it's like F with a 2 over it, then a 3 over that?
Yeah, exactly. 3.
Or is it? Yeah. Okay. Cubic feet squared. Yeah. That's that.
Cubic feet squared.
Good. No, it's 3-2. Cubic feet squared. Okay, great. Brandon, this is important because you are 10 years younger than us. Have you seen the movie Bloodsport?
Nope.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, 1988, martial arts masterpiece, getting remade by A24. And I know you've seen a lot of martial arts movies.
Yeah. And I like A24.
This could be one for you to check out.
Who's playing the Van Damme?
No word yet on any of that. They announced it a couple months ago, but we don't have any of the details. Come on! I'm right here! I've got a black belt!
You Michael do a split on the counter, and then we'll cast you.
Gravy can't do a split on the counter either. He can get closer. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
Jean-Claude B. Van Damme.
I'm just like, if there's one martial arts guy that can do this.
Where would the B go? And like, if you go from a Michael Jordan to a Michael B. Jordan, where would the B go in a Jean-Claude Van Damme? Jean B. Claude Van Damme? Jean-Claude B. Van Damme?
Jean-Claude B. Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van B. Dam?
Jean Blood.
Jean Blood.
Okay, well, anyway, there's a whole first part of this episode where we were like looking for the best early or late 80s, early 90s action movies that you could watch. And because I don't think that they need to remake these movies because they're not good, but they're great at the same time. And there's not a space anymore for the, I guess it's Netflix is the space for these, like these kind of like,
it's like when they, didn't they, they remade Roadhouse, right?
They didn't need to do that. It might have been cool. I don't know.
Was it cool?
I liked it, except for the fact that Conor McGregor was in it. I mean, he, of course, is full on Conor McGregor. And that, like, honestly, the Conor McGregor part sucks. But the rest of it, I was like, this is awesome. This is the Florida Keys. And for some reason, Ryan Gosling is fighting people, and it's great. And Alligator eats a guy. Yeah, Ryan Gosling is freaking Patrick Swayze.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. Same guy.
It is the same person. Okay. How many Goslings is one with Gyllenhaal, though?
No. If you would have said Heath Ledger back from the dead, then I could understand the mix-up. But no.
Oh, Heath Ledger was the alligator.
Are we sure it was not just Mitch McConnelling Heath Ledger?
It was Lindsey Graham.
Hold on! Did you just tell me a guy gets eaten by an alligator in the new in the Roadhouse remake?
Yeah!
Yeah, they were protecting a data center.
Watch it!
Ha 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 ha. Okay, look, before we do our closing piece here, I just want to make sure also that you guys know that our country is no longer the only country that is launching rockets and then catching the rocket bodies to be able to be reusable.
Grab the shaft on the way down.
China is now doing it too, but they're doing it in a cool way. All right. They have made launch recovery system. It's like four pillars, and then they put a bunch of like, it's like a kid's play place. They put a bunch of like bungee cords tied to all of them. And now when the rocket comes down, it just kind of like burnt. And it lands and it gets stuck in the middle there. And they're like, all right, we got it with that sound effect and everything. Okay. So we all know about this except for Brandon, apparently.
No, I knew about it.
It looks like a giant cube.
Yeah, it looks like a Rubik's Cube catching a rocket out of the air, and it's also a jungle gem for Godzilla.
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
I don't know. I said something to a guy that I'm not very close friends with, but he's like, I get my final radiation treatment tomorrow. And I was like, hey, man, I'm pulling for you. Congrats on the Godzilla treatment. I hope that that doesn't go. I hope that he's okay with that. It doesn't.
He comes out tomorrow shooting nuclear blasts out of his mouth.
He's no longer with us.
Okay. Well, it is time for America's favorite game show game. America's favorite game show game. It's Guinness time.
Make it worse. And you missed last week. We had a couple of comments from people that said, Siege is the friend who says, watch this, and then actively makes things worse. And then another one was, I know it's an old reference, but I feel like Siege is always playing a personal game of make it worse.
Okay, guys, so Guinness World Record, largest gathering of people wearing bald caps. Even bald guys were wearing the caps.
That's not fair. That's bald cap cultural appropriation.
It was, did Brandon just die? Wait, we're in the middle of the game.
Wait a second. I think every episode Brandon leaves. Oh, is he getting yelled at? Why? Is he locking?
Is that a gunshot?
Is Brandon dead? Does he still have his headphone in? Say cucumbers if you have your headphone in.
Say I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Say control.
Tell Cage I said what's up. What is he doing over there? Is he doing laundry again?
At the time he was high, I just got up and watered away.
Just started playing with the stuff in the sink.
Brandon, if you can hear us, say something.
No, he ripped his headphones out.
That's smart because there's no way you can function in a household with us in the background.
We're just hearing the loud noises echo throughout the home.
What? Here he comes. Is he?
He's running down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds close.
He had to go kiss his doing son's butthole goodnight.
Because he's sitting in your seat, Greg. There he is.
He's back.
There he is.
It appears that you can play that game.
No,
did you have to kiss your sweet baby boy's butt tonight?
Catherine is at a weird late baby shower tonight. In Cage, sorry. Should call her by her Christian name.
Largest gathering of people wearing bald caps. And this happened to be at a Pitbull concert, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's Pitbull appropriation.
Okay. We're going to start with Gravy.
Pitbull concert, I don't know, 4,000?
Okay, wrong, apparently. Siege?
69,000.
All right, and Brandon.
Was Pitbull wearing a bald cap? Did they get him to wear a bald cap?
Yes, actually, they got him to put it on. I think he was backstage when he did it, though, based on the view that I'm seeing.
5,001.
Yep, there he is, putting it on. Oh, he's a shorty pie. Oh, look at him.
He's cute.
5,001 somehow is the winning guess because largest gathering of people wearing bald caps, 22,141.
I was so close.
I think I was still closer, even if we didn't go by Price is Right rules.
I don't know.
Fastest time to solve a 3x3x3 rotating puzzle cube while blindfolded. Fastest time, a new world record for solving a puzzle cube while blindfolded. Let me explain how it works.
Do we tell Greg that he already did this one?
No, not blindfolded.
No, don't tell
him. Not blindfolded.
Yeah, I would love.
This came out 16 hours ago.
I would love very much.
Whatever.
I'm sure the number is very fast, but I would love very much if it was like 3 days, 42 seconds.
I like very much that it. Oh, there we are. You're right. Okay. A second there, I liked very much that it looked like you were trying to like mind control us with your fingers on your forehead like this. You were doing that, and it looked like we're all stacked in a nice way. Okay. So the way it works is that when you get the cube and you start looking, the timer starts, and so you have to memorize it, then you have to put on a face cover and then solve it from that. So you don't get any inspection time. It's as soon as you start looking, that's when the clock starts running.
What color is the face cover?
Face is red, actually, like communist China.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Fastest time to solve a 3x3x3 rotating puzzle cube blindfolded.
What's the person's name?
Tommy Cherry.
That's not right.
That person should not be solving puzzle cubes. He should be eating hot dogs as fast as possible.
Or for some reason, I feel like Tommy Cherry could also be like some sort of like weird sports person, like a baseball pitcher or something like that. Yeah,
dude, old timey baseball names are the best.
Gravy.
6.9 seconds.
6.9 seconds. Siege.
You have to look and then cover your face and then do it. Do you get to use both hands?
Yeah, both hands.
Was the guy colorblind?
Probably not.
I don't know why I asked that. damn it. 4.20 seconds.
12 seconds.
God damn it, Brandon. Gravy gets the point.
No!
Fastest time to solve a 3x3x3 rotating puzzle cube while blindfolded. 11.56 seconds by Tommy Cherry.
What's the guy's name?
Tommy Cherry.
you know what the best old-timey baseball name is? Guy named Pebbly. Was it Pebbly
Do
Jack
you know?
Glasscock?
Do you know what it was?
His last name was Glasscock.
That's pretty good.
It was Pebbly Jack.
Pebbly Jack Horse.
Pebbly Joe. I can't remember. that was his brother.
Typically, brothers have the same surname, but family. Not always.
They're Japanese, actually.
The surname comes first. Pebbly.
Pebbly Jack.
Okay. Most kisses in 30 seconds by a pair.
Oh, man, Siege, we did this.
Yeah, it was us.
Well, your record has been beaten.
Dang it.
There's a new record.
We're just going to have to beat it again.
I'm going to describe what is happening.
Is this the one that's assault?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
the
we
man
did this
is,
one.
The man is lightly holding his lady's face and going.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's is she kissing fair. Back,
no,
though?
I don't like it.
No. She's just like this.
He's just assaulting her face.
Yeah, I thought, does that count? Yeah, I guess it's a kiss.
He's gripping her face very tightly. And then
most
just
kisses
like
in 30 seconds, Gravy.
Tongue kissing her cheek.
220.
220. Siege. Siege, if you get within 5, I'll give you 10 points on this one, okay?
138.
138, says Siege. Brandon.
That's 69 times
300.
What did you say, Gravy?
220, I think.
Gravy didn't say anything.
Most kisses in 30 seconds by a pair. 195 Renato by Magai and Naira Roberta Ribeira de Marins of Brazil.
Wow.
So I win.
It's all tied up. We got to do one more.
No, because I get 10 points.
Fastest time to drink 4 liters of soda.
Fast. What's the fastest time to drink Four Locos?
Okay. How many liters?
Four Locos of soda.
How many liters? How many Locos are in a liter?
I'm pretty sure.
See this guy, you're gonna be like, oh, there's a reason this guy can do this.
Didn't we determine that Four Loco are Four Loco? Like a Four Loco is Four Loco.
Oh no! Wasn't it like five locos are actually in a Four Loco?
No, it was less than. I think it was somewhere between four and five Loco in one Four Loco.
That's right. It was just above four. Yeah. It was four plus locos.
No.
You get bonus loco.
I don't think that that's. I think there are four locos in a Four Loco.
No,
like that's the whole idea.
Okay. Well, no, because you took the serving size.
We were trying to figure out how many.
You took the serving size.
No, yeah, that's right. We did the serving size. It was like 4 point something.
God, that's so stupid of us. Why would we do it that? I mean, I get that we did it that way, but why would we do it that way when it's called Four Loco?
Just because they call it Four Loco. I mean,
we want
a 2x4
locos.
Is not 2 inches by 4 inches. So
how long would it take you to drink 4 freaking liters of soda
would
gravy?
Take me to drink
what kind of soda, Greg?
No, the fastest guy ever.
Greg?
The guy with the world record. How long does it take him to drink?
minute and five.
Wait a second. Let me. There you go.
Thanks. Siege got us covered. Okay, good. Siege, fastest time to drink 4 locos of soda. It's actually 4 liters, but I'm just saying locos.
4 liters, so probably closer to 16 locos, maybe 20 locos. Oh God. God, 3 minutes.
Okay, Brandon. What Gravy said a minute something. Siege said 3 minutes. Like what do you say?
45 square seconds cubed.
45
seconds.
Okay. Brandon's closest.
For the record, for the first time ever, you say 45 seconds? Here's the guy, just so you can see what he looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
Yep. Is he
one of those fat vegetables? He's eating fat vegetables.
It took 29 seconds. Brandon gets the point, and he's the winner.
What?
Plays his music.
That's not how it works, Greg. It's not how it works. Okay, great.
And that's the sound he made after drinking all 4 Loco.
Right?
Out of his eyes.
Everybody at the same time does the.
We all knew, Siege. We all knew.
It'd be funny if he didn't do it.
Right? Everybody gets mad at me
so much.
Worst show ever.
You guys.
Too long didn't listen. Formerly known as what do we learn this week? Too long didn't listen with Gravy.
Yeah, well, Greg's going to be directing A24's new robot Bloodsport movie. It's basically going to be robot jocks and Ip Man put together.
They should remake Short Circuit. Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. Like this.
Battle bots, but Short Circuit.
Tiny
Short
Pacific
Circuit
Rim.
Meets Ip Man.
Siege and his clone army of guys named Chris are going to be heading into the Everglades to inject all the fat plants with GLP-1.
No. We are not losing that bud.
No, that's the one you like is the GLP-1.
Oh, GLP-1. Sorry, I misheard him. I thought he said GLP-1. GLP-1. Okay.
And then,
great. Excellent. My bad.
Please. Brandon, after getting to view Siege's Reddit feed, is teleporting to Ecuador to jump off the robot mountain.
Oh, 100%. Hell yeah.
I don't know what this is about, but absolutely.
That's awesome.
Regardless if he sees the feed or not, he's going off the mountain.
Did you say
jump
off of something? I'm in.
I wish everyone could see Brandon's face being like, yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
What are we doing this?
Guys, I believe him. Somebody call for Brandon's help. Like, That's not how you say
just
that.
Call the number that you see call at the bottom for my of the help. Screen.
he's on we need to be paying attention to this guy. We should call him and see if he can give us someone. A hand.
The thing is, you'd be like, okay. Yeah,
be like, oh, I guess I can jump off this very tall thing now.
We say, Brandon,
this person will be super disappointed in me and hate me if I don't do it, so I better go do that.
Yeah, see, yeah. Brandon gets it. That's good. Okay. Well, bye. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!